All right, this is Sunday morning. This is July the 14th, 2019. This is a short word here. The Prophet's Corner Uncut called Living Under an Illusion. The Lord started out saying, your nation and the world has been living under an illusion of delusion. I have paid for sickness on my body for all men, for all time, yet they have chosen to believe a lie. Satan's delusion brings confusion, and there is no peace. My will is peace on earth, goodwill towards men. A magician's trick. Yes, that's right. Satan tricks your senses and they betray you. The illusion is that you are really aging and dying and you must do all these things to make it better. It is a leech. The leech says it's never enough. Yes, just like Chicken Little. Try and try as they may, they only get worse. Kind of like the little woman with issue of blood. She went, spent all her living and was no better, but grew worse. It's all a plan. Your bodies are wonderfully and fearfully made to live long and strong. In the kingdom of God, a child is 100 years old, and if a man dies at 100, what a curse. I have redeemed you from the curse. I have never put any limits on my man. Man and religion and Satan's lies have done that. I said all things are possible and nothing is impossible to them that believe. Time for you to reverse the curse in your life. It is your covenant right. This will happen as you destroy Satan's illusion delusion. It's all been a lie to cause you to die and not live. What the Lord was saying to me is the kingdom of God is actually what's real. What you've been living in is the twilight zone. I told you in a prior word that you would begin to see people live longer. As the lies are exposed and the truth uncovered, you will see life come forth. Isaiah 55, about instead of the thorn shall come up the myrtle tree. Kind of like what that word about denaturalizing all the poisons that they've sprayed. It wasn't just that it was the drinking water. It was chemicals, household chemicals, chemtrails. They've tried a lot of stuff. It's not about advancement in medicine or release of advanced technologies, but in freedom from Satan's propaganda, the false narrative. Is there any wonder the Lord has talked to us about it's not what's outside the man that harms the man, what comes out of his heart or his thinking processes? Because people are going to believe, my God, they poisoned our water, they poisoned our food, they've been spraying chemtrails, they've been doing this and all this stuff. That's why it said, Q said, 99% of the population will rush the hospitals. How would you act today at your present age if you knew your lifespan would be 1,000 years? Would you just be leaving childhood? It is your thinking processes that causes aging and sickness. Yes, it's been going on since the beginning. Wouldn't you agree with me that it is time for a change as a man thinks is what it's all about? It's kind of like you live on a desert island and you've never heard anything. What would you believe? How old would you feel? Nobody ever told you anything. Didn't have a commercial telling you how you ought to be feeling at a certain age. The real battle has been over the minds of men. Men's mind must be renewed. Satan convinces men that what he says is real and what I say is not. This is why it is so hard for men to really live in reality. The reality is the kingdom of God. Unless the mind is renewed, red-pilled, even though they are born again, they will never see what is real and what all they actually have. Yes, the thief has stolen kingdom benefits through his illusion delusion. You are in the world, but not of it. You must train yourself to no longer think like the world. The time has come to think like the kingdom of God thinks. In my pathway is life and there is no death. Retirement is not my plan for man. I renew youth, not put you out to pasture. I give 90-year-old women babies, 85-year-olds the hills with the giants on it. 120-year-olds are young and working. Everything in their body works. Go Satan's route and he'll take you out. Satan's illusion. Delusion is all lies. The only thing that can hurt you is what you think. Time to stop thinking, speaking, and acting old. Who told you you are old? It certainly wasn't me. Unfortunately, most people do what Satan has told them to do through his propaganda. Those that know the truth will make you free. Yes, free from the law of sin and death. Yeah, with all the jingles, you know, they'll rush right out. You know, you hear the little thing, and you're, oh yeah, I heard that commercial. Well, I'll go get that, you know. We're a gadgety society, if you hadn't noticed. It is essential for my church to take back the narrative, thus shattering Satan's illusion delusion. I came that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. This is the real battle for the earth. It's not about Dems or Republicans, but good versus evil, the fight over the minds of men. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You know, there's been several words the Lord was talking about that even the air. Sometimes it just amazes me the words the Lord gives me, and then later down the road I'm seeing that's what he was talking about. The, you know, them cleaning up our air, people feeling better, wondering, well, no wonder I felt so bad. No wonder people are bogged down with asthma and allergies and all kinds of things. With all these chemicals in our atmosphere all the time. The truth of my word must be uncovered so that men's minds might be renewed. Once the mind is renewed, the body will follow. 3 John 2. Beloved, wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That means this gets well, then this gets well. For your own life, let Satan's narrative decrease and my narrative increase. Satan is the trickster. There is much wickedness in the world, and it can seem overwhelming, but always know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Take the commission as I lead you. My word will cover the earth and the water as the waters cover the sea. So be strong in the Lord and don't give in to Satan's lies. What I've called you to do is about to begin. I'm counting on you. You are my mighty men. All right. I believe that'll do it.